You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football, Stugatz.
What are you celebrating? I mean,
what do you mean? What am I celebrating?
I don't. This is so perfectly Jets. No. Some people are celebrating because we're Jet fans and we celebrate prematurely. And some of us.
What do you mean?
We're just conflicted because Aaron Rodgers didn't give us exactly what we wanted Aaron Rodgers to give us. He gave us intentions. I didn't get the Schefter tweet, a definitive Schefter tweet. I didn't get anything from the Jets. I don't have Rodgers standing at a Jets podium. I have Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show saying he intends, his intention is to play for the Jets. But you have two things at work here. A, just Aaron Rodgers. And B, this organization. Lest you think there is an organization out there that couldn't possibly this up, there is one, and their names are the New York Jets, and so that's why I don't know what to do. Stu, and you want to celebrate,
Stu? I have been, I'll say realist, but most people on Twitter and on
your
show will
tonight,
call
tonight,
me
you're
pessimist.
That. Yeah,
okay, they've called me the pessimist Jet fan because I told you way back when Zach Wilson sucked, I told you way back when that the Jets weren't any good. And now I'm actually excited. I'm the one who is actually really excited about this Rodgers news. And you poo-pooed all over it.
I'm not poo-pooing it, okay? I wanted, first off, I need a Schefter tweet, okay? Even if Rodgers said I am playing for the Jets, I still wouldn't buy it. I still wouldn't buy it without a Schefter bomb, okay? Now, listen, we have done a disservice to poor Trey Wingo, who is going to join us in a minute, because Wingo's been reporting it definitively for, like, weeks now. And Trey had a great tweet when Rodgers said, my intentions are playing is to play for the Jets. Wingo came out and said, have a good day, everyone, on Twitter. Did a walk-off. And he hasn't gotten nearly enough credit, and I feel bad that we're not taking Trey's reporting seriously enough. I do. I mean, so we're going to have him on. We hope to get Rossini on. And we hope to get Schefter on as well. We will do the rest. I am not going to celebrate with Greeny. Mike, right now, give me, okay, because Schefter and Rossini are on TV right now. Are they still on your television? Are you watching?
I'm checking now.
Okay, Mike is checking right now. Golic will be joining us shortly. Billy Gill will be joining us. Like, Mike, this is the kind of news where you go to ESPN.com and it is splashed all over ESPN.com. You know what's on there right now?
What's that?
Ja Morant, 8-game ban for detrimental conduct. I want to talk about that, but we can't. I
mean, it's a big story.
Not the story we wanted. I don't know what to do. And I'm not certain the Jets shouldn't make an offer to Lamar Jackson in a couple of minutes. I'm reeling. God bless football, Billy Gill.
What's wrong with you guys?
We're Jet fans.
Billy, how should we feel today? Because yes. Me and Stu feel very differently.
To be honest with you, like, it's weird, right? Because it seems like he was going to be a Jet all along. And he basically said, I'm going to be. I was surprised when I spoke to Stu Gatz and his reaction was, this changes nothing. I'm like, well, I thought he was actually going to say nothing today. And he said, I chose to be a Jet. I want to be a Jet. We're just kind of waiting for the details to kind of work themselves out and be finalized, which I thought would, like, okay, you should be happy, which I'm assuming is how you're feeling, Mikey. Stu Gatz feels like that's not the case, which is weird to me. Like, if I were you guys, I'd just be tired of it, but it's your team, so I could see the excitement. I don't know why you still doubt, even after he himself said, I'm going to be a Jet, you still don't believe it's going to happen.
He didn't say that. If he said that, I'd be celebrating. That's not what was said. What was said was, hey, Schefter, Diana Rossini, lose my number.
Weird.
And also, my intention is to play for the New York Jets. He did say he's playing for the New York Jets. Don't misrepresent what he said to McAfee. And by the way, when he does say, there's Trey Wingo right now on a golf course, of course. We'll get to him in a second. Not getting nearly enough fucking credit for his reporting. Is that a drink in your hand, Wingo?
Oh, it's just a nice latte, Stewie. But I'm toasting to you and with some this and banana bread.
Right? Okay. Wherever you are, you walk there from Miami after you had Cuban coffee, right?
Hey, cafecito, come on.
We're waiting on Golic. Okay, he's going to join us in a second. We have all kinds of things planned. Trey.
Yeah.
Well, let's just start here, okay? Should we be happy? Because we're conflicted as tortured Jet fans. You're reporting. You are not getting nearly enough credit for the reporting you have done, the fine work you have done. But Mikey A and I are a little bit conflicted because he said, my intention is to play for the Jets. I'm sure your intention was to play golf today, yet you're not. My intention was to come home and have sex with my wife. I'm not doing it. I'm talking to you four. You three. So, I mean, well, tell us how to feel right now, Trey.
He's going to play for the Jets.
Oh.
You're good. You're good. Because two things. One, the Jets can't not make the deal. I mean, like, right. They went into this basically open kimono. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
What is it going to take for me to put you in a Jets uniform today? You know, the old used car salesman thing. So there's no backing down. And quite frankly, let's be honest about the other side of it. The Packers need him to go. Okay.
Yeah.
They need him to go because this is year four for Jordan Love on a rookie deal. They need to decide whether or not they're going to be able to pick up his fifth-year option, and they need to play him to find out. So there's nothing that's going to stop this train. Nothing.
Okay. Do you think what's holding it up, though, is they can't find Mercedes Lewis?
It is funny, right? Like, what other team goes into free agencies? Get me Randall Cobb and get me Mercedes Lewis. That's a clear indication of where this thing is heading. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I worry the Jets won't be able to find Mercedes Lewis. That's my that is my concern right now. Do you feel like you have not gotten enough respect for your reporting?
Oh, I don't care. That means nothing. I mean, like, it doesn't matter at all. I mean, like, I knew my source was good, and I knew what he was going to say today, and that's all that matters to me. So whatever people want to think, that's fine. This has sort of been the same, like, you know, when 2 years ago, when I put out there that Aaron Rodgers is in the Packers facility, and if they don't trade for Randall Cobb, he's leaving, and they traded for Randall Cobb. So, you know, I'm very comfortable with the people that have been giving me this information. So
I wasn't
worried at all, partner. Okay. And it's just a matter of when, and it's all good. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that do this a lot better than me all the time. I just happen to have this one.
Any mixed feelings on the fact that Aaron didn't tell you to bleep off today?
No, none whatsoever. He can do whatever he wants. You know, he's been immunized, so it's all good.
Have you lost all feelings since you've left ESPN?
Well, I'll tell you what's funny is that I had to do a couple of shows earlier this week, and I was like, guys, you're calling me an hour earlier. I'm so out of it out here. We don't do daylight savings time here. So I'm like, why are you calling me an hour earlier? I had no idea. Like, just completely sort of slipped the brain, if you will.
Wait, well, where are you, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm in the 50th state, and okay. We'll be here for a while, Stu Gotch. You got to come out, man.
I'm going to come out. I look forward to it, but they're doing it right out there. So no clock springing forward, nothing going backwards.
None of that garbage. Yeah. Exactly. We let everybody else figure that out. We're just going to stay the course out here.
You are living your best fucking life. Is that fair to say?
I am not. It's like the old line from work, office space. You've been missing a lot of work. I wouldn't say I've been missing it. Right. You know, things are good. Like I do the things that I do with Caesars and the 33rd team and Pro Football Network and, the podcast and talk to you guys. I'm very content.
All right. Can you share with the audience where they can find the number one information man in the business, Trey Wingo, please? Where can they see your show every day? How can they see your show every day?
Yeah. Well, listen, I do work for the 33rd team. You can find them online at the 33rd team. Obviously, I just posted a golf prop for the Valspar this weekend at Caesar Sports. You can follow me on Twitter at Wingos or on IG at Trey.Wingo.
All right. And you got
Pro Football Network. I have Pro Football Network at PFN365.com.
Awesome. What does this do for the Jets, Trey? Like, in your mind, in the AFC, if indeed this happens, if the Jets don't screw it up, because I can envision a scenario where Rodgers says, oh, okay, like they don't agree to terms on a deal, and Rodgers opts in for the Packers and then tells the Packers.
That's not happening.
Yeah, but $58 million and I've changed positions. I'm going to be a punter. I mean, that would be great.
it's not happening. Trust me. The Packers, Mark Murphy said over the weekend, and no one really caught it. He said, players move on. Brett Favre had a great career here. Aaron Rodgers had a great career here. I mean, he said it. They are moving on. And this is the first offseason they haven't wanted to move on. I mean, the first time they really wanted to move on. Right. So you are good to go. And it does great things for the Jets. I mean, suddenly the AFC East has really good quarterback play on three of the four teams.
Right. Ours is the third best, though, I think.
let's just say Josh Allen is still Josh Allen. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be – everyone was freaking out in the AFC West last year, and Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick bleeping Mahomes. You know what I mean?
So I'll do a bit of reporting right now. Wait till the Dolphins get Brady. Okay.
Listen, nothing would surprise me there. Nothing.
Brady and Rodgers two times a year, Trey.
I'd sign me up. Sign me up for that.
Right now.
Exactly.
Trey, do you think this is going to go well for Aaron in New York?
Well, the only way it can go well is if he wins the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. That's the only way. Let's be honest about it. This has to be Peyton in Denver or Brady in Tampa success. Otherwise, it's not worth it. But if you're the Jets, you swing because your last glory days were Mark Sanchez in back-to-back AFC championship games.
Trey, I've been a Jet fan for 40 years.
Yeah, you know.
They have started 35 quarterbacks in my 40 years of fandom. You know what they say, Trey, when you have 35 quarterbacks, right?
You don't have one.
You've never had one.
The Colts feel your pain, Stu Gotch. They're about to start week one, a different quarterback for the seventh straight season. Yeah. Seven in a row.
Yeah, but I'm not certain anyone feels our pain. They had Peyton. Like, that was a hell of a run, you know?
That does help. That does help. There's no question.
That Unitas guy, too, he's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. And Andrew Luck.
Even Harbaugh.
He was okay. Yeah, exactly.
We would have taken Harbaugh last year.
You might have taken Scott Tolzien.
Anybody. I mean, seriously. There's your former partner, Mike Golic. Golic and Wingo reunited. Look at it. This is the best part. Golic trying to connect is the best part. Just watch it. Watch it.
Okay. We're waiting. We're waiting.
Sure, trying to figure it out.
There you go. Come on, Junior. I have faith in you. Were you terrified, by the way? Is this Junior or Senior, though?
Sorry. Oh, Senior's on there, yeah.
Oh, my God. My bad. I thought it was this.
Where you are.
Well, this is terrifying because it's the same thing when Schlereth and I did that show on Spotify Live. Him trying to connect to the internet was half the show. Literally half the show.
Golic is still connecting. Trey has to leave. He has a live show.
I do. I got to do a show in 8 minutes.
Okay. You want to be able to say hello to him.
Well, give him my love. I will.
All right,
guys. Has the look.
We love you. And by the way, your tweet afterwards, have a good day, everyone. It was fantastic.
Let's just keep it rainbows and sunshine, all right?
Are you mad at me that I have paid no – like, I should have been celebrating when you originally sent the tweet, yet I was also waiting for Schefter.
I'm not mad at anybody. Nothing but love all the way around. All right. Bye, buddy. We'll see you.
I'll tell Golic you said hello, even though he's right here.
Okay, man. See ya.
See you, Trey. Golic. Billy, what were you going to say right before Wingo came on?
I see that look of defeat in Mike's face.
Yeah.
Right? His mouth is moving. He can't hear us. We couldn't hear him. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
He looks more defeated than I am right now. I mean, yeah.
You just got Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand what you're doing. You have because it's like Zach Wilson. You have a victim complex you won't let go of when you just got one of the best quarterbacks of all time. It's the strangest thing. Oh, Mike's talking.
I was telling Levitar he's like, Sagat, you're not celebrating properly. I'm like, I'll celebrate how I want to celebrate. It's my team, my organization. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm just confused because if any team can F this up, it's going to be the New York Jets. Mike is he's using sign language now.
Yeah.
What do we do?
He's telling me he can't hear us or steal home. Yeah.
All right, let's help him out. Let's help him get connected.
Do you think this is good for the Diana and Adam business getting called
100%,
out?
100%, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. What, him telling, like...
How do they
like,
not look good in this? Like
Rodgers telling Rossini and Schefter to lose their numbers? Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, because I could understand, like, if I'm them feeling not great, like, why is this guy singling me out and coming after me? But they were right. So that's kind of the weird thing about all of this is he was saying, like, I think in the Diana thing in particular, he said, oh, it sounds ridiculous that I had this list of players, and McAfee presented it as a list of demands. He's like, it sounds ridiculous that I had this list of players. Now, if they ask me, do I want, and he listed all of the players, of course I said yes. It's like, well, then it sounds like you did have this list of players that you wanted. She was right about this situation.
As excited as I am to potentially get Aaron Rodgers, okay?
You got Aaron Rodgers.
Diana Rossini and Adam Schefter are the two best at their jobs in this business, along with Trey Wingo. And so whatever they said, it happened. If there was a list of players and demands from Aaron Rodgers, which I'm totally fine with, by the way, and if Diana says that there was a list, there was a list. That's all. I mean... I prefer Aaron not do that. I want to love him. I do love him, but those are my friends, and they're credible, and they work hard, and I prefer him not taking shots at them. But if he wants to take, as long as he becomes a Jets quarterback, I don't care. I'm reeling. I'm all over the place. I don't know what to do. I just, Billy, you know what I wanted? I wanted him to stand at a Jet podium with a Jet hat on and say, I am a New York Jet, and I haven't gotten that yet, okay?
Do you think that day comes? I mean, I think, right? He'd probably do it.
I hope so. I mean, unless the Jets or the Packers screw it up. They still have to agree to trade terms. They have to do that. They have to find Mercedes Lewis, and they also have to find that animal, Bakhtiari.
I think Trey alluded to it, like, he put the Jets in a bad position today, where it's like, now there's no way they can mess this up. They need to now effectively give the Packers whatever they want, because they, after Aaron said my intention is to play for the Jets can't possibly mess this up.
They can. You're right. He put pressure on both sides, to be honest with you.
No, like, but it's more so on the Jets to make it happen. Like the Packers are in like a no lose situation, right? They either get exactly what they want, or what is Aaron going to do? He said he was 90% going to retire. It doesn't seem like there's a scenario in here, based on what he said today, that he's going to play for the Packers next season. So he's either going to retire and they're not going to have to pay him, or he's going to go to the Jets and they're going to get everything they want from the Jets to make it happen, because he has no intention of going back to the Packers.
Yeah, but Billy, if he does, I think what he has to help the Jets out is he could always just opt in. It sounds ridiculous, but he could opt in for that $58 million payment from the Packers and just, Mikey A, as he said on the phone off air before when I was driving home, he could fake an injury every week and just collect $58 million, you know? He could do that if he wanted to.
He could, but the other thing about it is, you know, Stu, you had me panicking there for a minute that this wasn't going to happen, but it doesn't get to this point if the Jets and Packers aren't at least close on a deal. Yeah, the Jets might have to give up just that little bit more than they wanted to, or the Packers might have to give up a little bit more than they wanted to, but it's got to be on the one-yard line, and at some point you just say, you know what, forget it, it's all worth it to get this guy.
Mikey, how long have you been a Jet fan?
Long enough.
How many times since you became a Jet fan did the Jets have the ball on the 1 yard line and f***ed it up?
Enough.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Oh, 1975, what a time! We're a couple years removed from landing on the moon. I bet in the next 3 to 5 years we're gonna have someone on Mars. And what is this, a personal computer? Oh, this is so complicated. Thankfully, Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at DraftKings. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action. At DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you are new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers, bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. I love bonus bets. Who doesn't? The conference semifinals have some great matchups. You have the Knicks and Pacers in the East. You have the Nuggets and T-Wolves in the West. Oh, it is just getting good. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code LAF. That's code LAF for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Can I say something I said today privately that I think would be hilarious and like people won't like it? God, I hope Antonio Brown ends up on the Jets next year. Like, God, I really hope where that ends up. I hope that that's how this ends and you have that disaster to deal with.
No, you're getting Brady. You're going to have him.
No, I think Brady's done with him after he was releasing. Like, that was the strangest thing that he, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Him and Giselle?
No, like when he was releasing the text that Tom Brady basically was putting out there, like, hey, like, I care about you. I'm worried about you. You're really messing up. You should change the way you're doing things. And he put that out to try to make Tom Brady look bad. And everyone's like, seems like he like actually cared about Antonio Brown and was trying to kind of straighten him out and give him tough love.
He let him live in his house.
Yeah. Today's not about Antonio Brown, though.
No, but it would be funny if that was on Aaron's demands. Should I ask Aaron to put on his list of demands that I become the play-by-play voice of the Jets?
I don't think that you guys have that relationship. I think McAfee or AJ Hawk would get it first. You know who I felt bad for today?
Well, I have his number. He didn't tell me to lose his number. I mean,
wow, sick flex. Why don't you text? Did you text him yet? Did you text him yet?
I have not. No.
Why not?
Because it's not official. I think part of what's bothering me here, Billy, and you know me, okay? You know me well, is that he did it on Pat McAfee's show, okay?
Yeah. But he's on Pat McAfee every week.
I know, but announce it as a New York Jet in front of a New York Jet podium at the Jets facility. Put a Jets hat on. Make me feel good about it, okay? Can I have some feel good? I mean, that's all I'm asking for. I just want definitive feel good. That's it. I mean, I'm glad he intends to play for the Jets. I mean, that's I'm close. I'm closer than I was yesterday. Like, I have friends like Mikey T, my Jet fan friends, who are texting me saying, really? I intend to be a New York Jet. Can he just say he's a Jet? That's all we want to hear. We want to hear a guy come out and say, because this guy, as I've told all of you, never chooses our team, this caliber of player. He is choosing the New York Jets, and I just want him to say it.
I can hear Mike.
Oh, you hear me now?
Hey! By the way, Trey Wingo says hello.
I saw him on there, and I was trying to, you know, mouth to him hello, but he didn't hear me. I saw him at the Super Bowl, so I'm good for another year.
Golic, you have become a fatherly. You're good for a year.
Yeah. Even at the next Super Bowl.
You are. You have become a fatherly figure to all of us here at God Bless Football. And I'm sorry.
You're like
if that makes
7 years younger than him. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry if that makes you feel old. I know.
Well, I do a freaking podcast with a 28-year-old. So I mean, what do you think? I'm like a grandfather to her.
I know. Golic and Smitty, check it out. But Mike, tell us how we should feel right now because I know I'm supposed to be celebrating. But there are two things at play here. One, he said his intention is to play for the Jets. So I have that, right? The other one is the team that he intends to play for tends to screw things up. So tell me how I should feel right now.
So I think Billy's 100% correct. He's not going back to Green Bay. And if the Jets screw it up, this is going to be on the Jets, which is nothing new to you guys, because the Jets have jumped in with both feet. They have jumped in. So to bail now or to screw it up now, I mean, other quarterbacks are signing in other places. Who's left out there to get if you don't get him? You have a defense right now that's ready to go. I like your running back, the young Breece Hall, certainly Garrett Wilson. You're going to bring in these. Do we all believe that he had nothing to do with any of the signings when he told Shefty to lose his number? Whether he did or he didn't, the Jets have made it clear they want him. So basically, Green Bay can just sit back and ask for this and ask for that. And at this point, the Jets got to give it. I mean, the Jets are in this thing for, what, 2-3 years, we think? You don't bring in a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. It's just like when Brady went to the Bucs. You don't do that without Super Bowl on your mind. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers and hope you're a little better in 3 years. Then you've wasted all of that. So this is for all the marbles. So they have to basically give up whatever they have to give up. I got to believe the money situation is going to work out some ways. You know, I know Green Bay could just kind of sit back and wait, twiddle their thumbs as well. I actually think even as a Jet fan like you guys, like you are, where you think everything is going to go wrong, I actually think he's going to be the quarterback of the Jets this year.
Wow. Okay, I'm starting to feel
better. And then he'll get hurt. So, and then
thanks, Mike.
Wow.
then I'll get hurt. Oh, Jesus. Please find Mercedes Lewis. Where the hell is Mercedes Lewis? Where's Bakhtiari? Where's Odell Beckham Jr.? I am scared.
Well, I mean, listen, I like I said, I love Garrett Wilson. Odell Beckham wants 20 mil. I mean, I doubt he's getting 20 mil from anybody. And if he gets it from somebody other than the Jets, he's not going to be on the Jets,
right?
Though I don't know if he's going to get that.
Those two have always wanted to play together. I will tell you that much. That much I know.
They have. So would it be a situation where guys went to Tampa Bay for less money to play with Tom Brady? Would Odell do that? I have no idea. You know, I have no idea if he would or not. But I will say, when was the last time? So say they get Rodgers, say, you know, and the team they have, maybe they get Odell, maybe they, you know, and it looks like they're working out a deal for Lazard. Do they get Cobb? Mercedes Lewis is going to like his, what, 40th year. I mean, he's been around forever.
No, that's Aaron just doing solid by a friend.
Right, exactly right. Which and listen, I have no problem with what Rodgers is doing. When you have the leverage hammer, you swing it as much as you can.
Especially with this organization, Mike. Yeah. He knows how desperate they are. He knows they're all in on him. And why not ask for a couple of favors on the way in?
Completely agree. They got the guy he loves at OC and Nathaniel Hackett. Ooh. So let me ask you this. If he gets there and gets all the toys that he wants, when is the last time we said, because this is what I believe will be on paper going into the season, the worst team in that division will be the Patriots?
Yes.
I mean, when is the last time we said that? I mean, that is amazing.
I mean, I can't even – God, they've been so good for so long, and the Jets have been so bad for so long, right?
No, no, it's not. I mean,
question.
I mean, yeah. Look what Miami has. You know, now the two top corners and with Howard and Ramsey and two top receivers and a defense that I think was playing pretty well. And if Tua can stay healthy, that's obviously a big if there. And no doubt the Bills are ahead of him as well.
Let me flip it around. If the Jets get Rodgers and this all works out, who's the best team in that division? How do you rank those three?
I probably still lean to Buffalo because you got to see how Aaron's going to play. Listen, he didn't play great last year. You know, I mean, sure, early on he had guys that were dropping balls, but then, you know, those guys started to catch the balls and they were living a lot off the running game. They had that two-headed monster in Green Bay, which he's not going to have in New York. The Jets running game won't be as good as the running game from Green Bay. But again, I love Breece Hall, especially coming out of the backfield. So it's going to be more on the defense and his arm than it was in Green Bay, where they could live off the run a little bit more.
I tweeted to him earlier, why stop it? You know, I did. I said, let's add Austin Eckler to the list of demands. Why not?
Man, let me tell you what. Austin Eckler, Breece Hall, I mean, those are two real versatile guys.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Then all of a sudden they might have a running game like Green Bay. They do something like that. But listen, in for a penny, in for a pound, why wouldn't you? Again, if you get Aaron Rodgers, you got to think 2 to 3 year window tops, right? I mean, of hopefully really good Aaron Rodgers. You gotta sell out, man. You gotta go for it, or it's all gonna be just like we said with the Rams. If the Rams didn't win a Super Bowl, none of those moves would have been worth it because it didn't get the payoff. And the same thing is going to be for the Jets, which is hard for all of us to say about the Jets, especially if you're a fan of the Jets, when you know you're just looking up and waiting for the sky to fall somehow, some way.
Mike, that down year you referred to last year for Aaron Rodgers, and it was a down year by his standards, would have been the best year any Jet quarterback has ever had.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's right there for him. They need some help on the O-line for sure. Because
you definitely,
you got free agency there. You got the draft there, though. I'd rather go through free agency a little bit more. Now we've already seen some top O linemen get signed away to other places, so we'll see where that is there, or maybe trades. Because it, you know, unless you get, and there's some good O linemen in the draft, but it's tough to just grab one, pluck them right in, and have them be great. It can happen, but it could be tough.
Mike, in terms of the landscape of the AFC, if this happens, you have all the great quarterbacks minus Jalen Hurts playing in one conference. Only one of those teams can make it to the Super Bowl. But this certainly, in your mind, just so we're clear, because you do have Josh Allen, you do have Patrick Mahomes, of course. Joe Burrow is still there.
Herbert.
Herbert's still there. The Chargers, Trevor Lawrence is coming up. And we'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson. By the way, at the time we're taping this, teams can actually make Lamar Jackson an offer. I'm wondering if the Jets should. But in the overall in the overall landscape of the AFC, Mike, this firmly in your mind puts the Jets in some sort of contention. They could be a team that comes out of the AFC.
Yeah. They absolutely. Now I've heard those say this makes them the team. It doesn't make them the team. It certainly puts them up. I mean, look at what the hell went on at the quarterback position. We see the young talent the Jets have. I mean, they've acquired some really good talent, and they just don't have a quarterback. And it happens. Listen, we're going to have 4 first-round quarterbacks this year, 5 if Hendon Hooker didn't get hurt from Tennessee, but you'll have 4. I'd say 2 are going to make it and 2 are going to bust. That's just what happens. You know, the Jets got one that busted. Unfortunately, it's kind of the way it's gone there. So just alone with Aaron playing, and I think he'll play better than last year, but even so, like you said, it's better than any Jet quarterback in the recent future. Yeah, they're going to be there because they have the other pieces as well. They're not relying on his shoulder the whole time. When you have an excellent defense like they do, that keeps you in games, and that's something that is huge. And listen, the AFC is going to be so much deeper than the NFC yet again.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback. He probably was before this, but now he is certainly – like, who's the second best quarterback in the NFC?
Is it Kirk Cousins?
I'm
sitting here trying
to – Smith?
I'm looking at it, Goff, trying to think who it is. I mean, Goff came back and had a nice year. We saw Stafford got hurt. I mean, Geno Smith had an excellent year. I mean, based off of stats, he would be up there. I mean, it's
Derek Carr, maybe.
It is really, really bad. There is no doubt about it compared to the AFC. Yeah.
Well, it's good for your Eagles, though. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, and now Zeke's going to be on the market. They're going to cut him.
Yeah.
But we already saw him trending down. Pollard, they did the absolute right thing. They had to with Pollard. So we'll see what that does for them.
By the way, at the time we're taping this, so Washington, Mikey, they signed Jacoby Brissett. Is that correct? Okay, so Lamar not going to Washington.
Lamar not going to Washington. I mean, it's going to be – everybody still says Atlanta. Remember, right in the beginning, there were reports out there that Atlanta wasn't interested. If I was Atlanta, I'd be interested. You got a hell of a lot of cap space.
If I was anyone, I'd be interested. He's a former MVP. He's 26.
I mean, some teams are in a better position than others. There are more than a few teams that don't need, you know, a quarterback. But for the most part, they do. And you could have a guy, you got it now, you got to give up a ton, or you got to give up two firsts, and then it all comes down to the contract on what's going to happen with that.
Yeah. Billy, what's going on with you over there? You were in the Zoom, out of the Zoom. What's happening? I know you got a first pitch you're throwing out tonight. You got a bunch of stuff happening. What's going on? World Baseball Classic.
I had a crying baby knocking on the door for a while, so then I opened the door because she was crying a lot, and then I was sitting, I don't know if you saw this, sitting off to the side. I had her sitting on my lap and she had boogers all over her face and I couldn't get her to stop. So then I had to take her out to mom and we couldn't figure out what it was. And the magic elixir on this one was applesauce. So I gave her a little applesauce and she was happy about the applesauce pouch. So.
By the way, I had way more issue with baby snot than I did with poop, pee, or throw up.
Really?
Baby snot, especially when they would sneeze and that whole stream of snot would come shooting out. I mean, you eventually, obviously, you get used to everything.
Issue in what sense?
As far as grossness.
Okay.
Yeah. The snot was always the last thing for me to get over more than puke, poop, or pee.
I'm at the stage where if anything gets on my hands, I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? I'll just get a little wipe and it'll come right off. Not a big deal. Wipe it off.
We all end up there. It was just the last thing for me was snot. Now, real quick, your first pitch. Are you throwing it from the rubber?
That's what I'm told I should do. I believe that I should too. I'm assuming you've done a number of these.
I've done it. And yes. The first one I did was with the Cubs and I bounced it in and I properly got booed. It was, now you may not have a choice. Like my son, Mike, threw the first pitch out for the Yard Goats, you know, in Hartford, and they wouldn't let him go on the mound. So in that case, it's easy. Then it's a breeze.
I'm going to send security after me. I'm getting on that mound.
Right before I went out and threw the pitch for the Cubs, some old guy who had been there forever said, listen, he said, you're going to step off the down on the mound because it goes down. You got to release the ball a little higher because you're stepping down. The former athlete was like, yeah, whatever. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Sure enough, stepped, went down, threw it down, bounced it in, got booed. And I deserved to get booed.
Mike, did you do any sort of bullpen session beforehand?
They don't really let you. I threw it out for the Cubs twice. We threw it out for the Pittsburgh one time, Cleveland one time, and that was the only one I bought. They say you airmail it rather than bounce it. If you bounce it, you get booed, but you can airmail it, you know, and be okay.
Billy, what's your strategy here tonight? Like, let's say you're on the mound here. Are you gonna have a little toss beforehand, a little bullpen session? You gonna stretch out the shoulder? What's happening? Because I know your elbow hurts, your arm hurts, right?
Yeah. I had an arm and I had an eye situation going on, Mike. I did have an earlier bullpen session. I headed over to my parents' house. My dad measured out 60 feet 6 inches and set up some markers, and then he also set up. He looked up the height of the mound, and I guess it's like 10 inches or something like that. Yeah. And he just stacked a bunch of wood. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be standing on that to do that. I'm going to twist my ankle. So
could you imagine?
Yeah, I did. I decided, let me make it to the game first. And then I'll worry about the mound when I get there. Cause the way this is set up, like clearly my parents don't have a pitcher's mound in their yard and standing on different levels of wood didn't seem like a good idea to me. So I had a bullpen session. I threw I have a bucket of balls and I do probably like three buckets. And then I got to the point where I'm like, I'm going to tire myself out before this. So let me not do too much more of this. And I'm with you. Like, I am not going for heat. I'm not going to like, let me light up the gun, because that's exactly how I'm going to bounce it. I'm just going to, like, if there's a little bit of an arch in there, like, it's going to happen. That's perfectly fine with me.
Little bit of an arch. Make sure it doesn't, you know, have as much arc as a softball pitch. But a little bit of an arc is fine. Yeah. Is anybody going to be on the field with you, like as part of your group? Because that's the way you can practice. They'll give you the ball and you could just throw it a little bit with whoever might be down in the field with you.
So it's for my colleges. They're having like a rivalry game. I went to the FIU and they're playing against the University of Miami. So they asked me if I would throw out the first pitch today. I said, absolutely. And they told me, just meet us here, like in the concourse. And then we'll get you like off to a little thing where you can warm up if you want.
Oh,
like,
good. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Cause normally we would be on the, we'd be on the field. We had no place to warm up. So I was doing this with Greeny back then. So we would just kind of do a light toss back and forth just to kind of get the arm warmed up a little bit.
It looks when you measure out 60 feet, 6 inches, a lot further than you think.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mike, can I ask you a weird question?
Yes.
Do you like Aaron Rodgers?
Oh,
I get along very well with Aaron. As a matter of fact, we were I called a couple of Packer games, and one of the games he was actually warming up on the field and came over and we chatted for a little bit. I'd see him in the off season at times when I was doing the red carpet for the ESPYs. Right. We would usually have him on and talk to him. I've always gotten along extremely well with him. And I know he can be a bit different, a bit weird. And I get it. I see that, certainly. But I've always gotten along just fine with him. And again, in this situation, I don't mind him if he's trying to swing any kind of leverage. You don't get many chances.
Oh,
like,
no,
to
I'm
do
good with
that,
all that. I'm good with how he's conducting his business. He is going, he is choosing one of the lousiest organizations. Let me be clear. A player of this caliber never chooses this organization.
Yeah.
He's choosing them. And I'm good with him feeling as comfortable as he can make himself feel and helping his friends out. But I do find it's a weird reaction. Mikey, I even said it to me. Where I'm excited that he's going to be my quarterback, but man, can he stop with the Russini Schefter lose my number stuff? And
well,
stuff
I mean,
like
listen,
that
stuff, you got to take him with a grain of salt, because he's going to do that kind of thing. I there are times when he thinks he maybe is on a little bit of a higher plane than anybody else, though he did host Jeopardy and he used big words. So he's on a higher plane than me. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll ask you is, you and Mikey as Jet fans, will you be upset? Because I've heard people say, well, if he's going to the Jets and doing all this, he better do this. And the this was, he better work out with the receivers in the offseason. And people will be upset if he doesn't. To which my answer was, he never did that anyway. He had the youngest receiving core, you know, in Green Bay last year and didn't do it. So I'm not going to be upset if he doesn't do it. Will you guys be upset?
The receivers he plays on the Jets, he's played with for a decade.
Well, I mean, like the Garrett Wilsons of the world and any other young receiver that you have.
I don't care what he does. I will not be upset. I just want him to be a Jet. And I want him to say, I am a Jet. Not my intentions are to be a Jet.
Right,
I just want to hear it. I need to hear him say, I'm a New York Jet. Put a Jets hat on. Do it at the Jets facility. Do it at a Jets podium, not on Pat McAfee's show. I think that's the problem. I'm jealous he didn't do it on our show.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's true. Yeah.
That's what's happening here. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Pat only had about 400 and some thousand that were watching that. I mean, but you see the other day when they had him on last week, they had a bunch. And then as soon as he said he wasn't saying anything, like a 2/3 of them dropped out. They just wanted to hear if he was going to announce it or not.
I tease it every day if I were Mac.
Oh, my God. What a captive audience you got. It's awesome.
Yep. Mike, you want to answer that question? You're going to be upset as a Jet fan if Rodgers is not going through all the proper, you know, workout with the new wide receivers, all that stuff. I don't care. I just like show up.
He's not doing any of that quarterback.
Stuff. I would say this.
I'll be at an acid convention.
I'm not going to be upset if he doesn't run one of those camps, but if his receivers, if Garrett Wilson calls him, is like, hey, can we get together and do this? And he says no, then I probably would be like,
well, what if he says no, Garrett, it's not a good time. We'll do it later in the summer. Like,
well,
what if
that's if Garrett wants to do it and they don't do it because he just doesn't want to, I would say, yes, I have a problem with that.
Mike, I think, and they're Jet fans, so they can't judge this unbiased. I think if Aaron doesn't go to any of those non-mandatory camps, week one, if he has like a bad completion percentage and it seems like things are just slightly off, they lose it. They lose it on Aaron.
Oh, listen, everybody did it this year when he wasn't connecting with the young receivers. Oh, he didn't work out with him. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. They'll do the same thing.
But
Mikey
and Stugatz are just waiting. They won't tell you this. They are waiting to hate Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. They're
give us a reason. You know I love Aaron.
Exactly
you
right.
Know, you, listen, he didn't tell me to lose his number. You know I love that guy. What do you got, Mikey A?
Billy, the best part is the last, like, 3 years, he has been awful in week one to the point where, like, the week between week one and two, they're like, is Aaron Rodgers done? Has he fallen off the cliff? And then he comes back and he throws for 5 touchdowns the next game and all that. But if his first game as a Jet is one of those.
I'm not going to rip him. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to rip him.
I'm not going to, guys.
I'm not.
Knowing full well that he might do that week one.
I'll give him 3 weeks. That's it. 3 weeks. Listen, Mike Golick, we respect his football opinion because he knows a great deal more about the game than we do. He is telling us, Mikey A., that Aaron Rodgers puts us in a handful of teams that could make it to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. We have not been able to say that forever in my life.
Not the favorite. Not the favorite. One of. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Like the Sanchez years, we were not one of those teams. It just kind of happened to play out that way because the Jets had, you know, one of those weird NFL years, and then they backed it up the next year with another AFC championship game. But, Mike, this is Super Bowl stuff. Like, we have never, ever felt this confident about our team being relevant, good, and playing deep into the season. And I am thankful for that and that alone. I'll deal with the Super Bowl and not getting to it if indeed that happens, and I'll see how I'll treat him. But for now, I'm just happy that he's choosing us.
Like, so you're happy then? Like, we've come full circle. You've accepted that he's on your team finally.
I'm 90. I intend to be happy.
Okay.
I don't know how to live in this world. I don't know how to live in this world where there's this optimism around my team. I don't know how to live in this world.
It's weird.
Let me jump in here real quick and say Zeke Elliott did get released, and you Jet guys, you lost your D tackle Sheldon Rankins. He's gone now. So sorry about that. Yeah, he went to Houston.
Hopefully, Rodgers has a defensive tackle on his wish list. I mean,
that's what he needs. That's what he needs. Well, the one thing you got to understand too, as a Jet fan, is interceptions aren't going to kill you this year because Aaron doesn't throw them. I know he threw some last year, but he doesn't. So that just gives more credence to the talent on that team will have a chance to shine through because Aaron is not going to put them in bad situations an awful lot. So that's a huge plus.
This is the biggest compliment I can give Joe Douglas and the Jets because Joe Douglas, outside of the Zach Wilson pick, has done a fantastic job. The fact that in just a couple of years, he has made this team good enough, talented enough, quarterback away, granted, but talented enough to a point where Aaron Rodgers, perhaps, you know, depending, Brady's one, and then Rodgers arguably could be the second greatest quarterback of all time, third, fourth, however you rank them. Joe Douglas has done such a good job, Mike, in building this roster that Aaron Rodgers actually wanted to come here. And he should be commended for that.
Yeah. I agree. Aaron sees the talent that's here, and I think one of the big things he sees, it's a tough defense. So, man, when you know
he played against it and lost to it at home.
So when you know you have a defense that can keep you in games, I can't tell you how much that helps the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
So that is a huge, huge thing.
It is. All right. Mikey A, how we feeling? You feeling well? You've been feeling good the entire time.
I was up, then you brought me down, and then Wingo and Golick, they brought me back up.
Well, Golick, how do you feel about Wingo's role in all this? Because he's been reporting it for weeks, and no one took it seriously, and now he's having a day today.
He's showing the finger to a whole lot of people who weren't buying into what he was selling. I'm sure he's a little puffy-chested, and good for him. Yeah. Good for him, man. Yep. He'll have a good Caesar salad with his Caesar's deal, and, you know, all will be good. No, I'm happy. Listen. Lots going well for Wingo. Got this deal there. He's living out in Hawaii, and he was the first to report about this deal being done. So Good job out of him.
He's never looked happier. And I don't mean any disrespect to you, but like it's not you, it's the shift. That shift will kill anyone. Seriously.
It certainly can. Well, again, he did it for 3 years while I did it for what, 20? So yeah, it didn't show on his face all that long.
Oh, man. You work with Greedy forever. How do you think he's feeling right now? Like, do you think he's more in my camp or?
I think he is like 99% of the Jet fans waiting for a shoe to drop because he's going to be like, he's going to be like you until he's in the facility, putting a Jets cap on, you know, being welcomed to the Jets by the local media there.
It's not,
you guys aren't going to buy it. And you're going to think something will this thing up. Yes. Until it gets to fruition. So I think you guys are the epitome of Jet fans who all think this way and say, there is no way that this can work out for us.
Yes. That something is the Jets. Just so we're clear. It's not Aaron. Yes. It's not the Packers. That something is the Jets. That's why we're like this.
But I think he's going to play for them this year. And then you'll have to think of something else that will turn your season sour. Because you will.
What could it be? Mike White starting in Miami and taking him to a Super Bowl.
How about it, huh?
Why do we always go to the worst place?
I know.
Jordan Love turns into the best quarterback in the NFL.
Do you imagine? Wow.
It'd be great if Jordan Love turned out to be the best quarterback in the NFC because the NFC doesn't have any. I mean,
yeah, if he led the Packers further into the playoffs than the Jets, or if they made the playoffs and the Jets didn't. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh
yeah.
My God. Or like Odell Beckham chooses the Packers over the Jets. Yeah.
I want to play with Jordan Love.
We suck.
Oh, God.
I will remind everyone again, the down season Aaron Rodgers had last year, a year ago, would be the best season a Jet quarterback has ever had. Period. End of discussion. Okay, I've looked it up. You don't need to look it up, all right?
Yeah, just in case people are wondering, he threw for just under 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions, which to me was kind of the thing because he normally
– He was injured, though.
Yeah, he was. He's normally not an interception guy at all. I mean, that was only – in his career, that was only the third time, 2008, 2010, and 2022, where he threw multiple interceptions, and never too high. 12 was his second most. He threw 13 back in 08. He threw 11 in 2010. Every other year, he threw under 10.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he's ours, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's stunning. Stunning.
It really is. It is stunning. You're right, Mike. It's stunning. These things never happened to the Jets. And yet, I'm going to listen. Part of me also, like, I like being in the middle of the media cycle. Like, the Jets are never that team.
Yeah.
And so true. I don't mind that he prolongs it a bit more. I'm fine. Hey,
did they say where Hard Knocks is going this year? Maybe they'll go to the Jets.
Oh, wow. You think the Jets are going to let that happen, though?
I don't know. I don't know ownership well enough to know if they would want that to happen or not. I mean, I like Sal. I think Sal is a good personality as far as, you know, that's going to – Dan Campbell was phenomenal last year.
Yeah, but these things are no longer up to Woody Johnson, Mike. They're up to Aaron. I mean
– That's true. Good point.
Yeah. Wow. Where were you headed real quick?
Well, no, so I just looked this up because Hard Knocks has eligible teams. So not everyone can be on Hard Knocks. And
there's like three, right?
The Jets are one of the teams that are eligible. The Jets, the Bears, the Saints, and the Commanders are the Hard Knocks eligible teams for next season. I mean.
Jets, Bears, obviously with Justin Fields and the move they made. Saints and Commanders. It's got to be the Jets. I mean, that's.
You can't want that.
Got to be the Jets.
That's one of the four teams the NFL could force to do it. Another team can volunteer to do it.
Wow.
Is any team any more volunteering to do that? I don't think so.
The Lions.
Went well for the Lions, I think.
It did. It did. I would agree with that. And Dan was phenomenal.
Oh, he's a star.
Yeah, he really
the Jets,
is.
The Jets are going to say, please stay away. Just this offseason, just stay away.
I have Aaron negotiating with HBO privately while publicly saying how he can't stand the fact that they're there. Oh, I hate this attention.
Oh,
he negotiating?
He does all his interviews in the darkness room.
He's in the editing room. Like, let's use this shot. Let's use that shot. I hate this so much.
I just wonder what character he will play when he goes to training camp. Last year it was Nicolas Cage and Con Air. So I wonder what character it would be this year. I hope he does that again. I thought it was pretty cool.
I hope he shows up to training camp.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah, it's well played.
All right, we're gonna we'll wrap it up here over the next couple of days. We'll check in with Russini and Schefter and Chris Sims, and Billy's got to go throw a first pitch right now. But I'm really hesitant to say God bless football right now, because a day from now I might want to tell football to f*** off.
That's true. I'll say it for you. God bless football, Stu.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football.
You're glowing, Mikey A. You are glowing.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Oh, 1975, what a time! We're a couple years removed from landing on the moon. I bet in the next 3 to 5 years we're gonna have someone on Mars. And what is this, a personal computer? Oh, this is so complicated. Thankfully, Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. Exploreminnesota.com/live.